Hundreds of Palestinians took to the streets in Ramallah, the West Bank's de facto capital, in protest against US Secretary of State John Kerry's visit to Palestine. The demonstrators, mainly from Palestinian faction party Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, marched from Arafat Square and attempted to reach the compound of acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas. Riot police, however, prevented them from reaching their destination. The demonstrators called on the Palestinian Authority to end negotiations with the Israelis. They instead urged Palestinian officials to try to take Israelis to the International Court of Justice for their aggression against Palestinians.
We refuse all suggestions from the US, as they have clearly allied with the Israelis by focusing on Israeli security and not the fundamental issues such as Israeli settlement expansion, land expropriation, the right of return for the refugees, and the Judaization of Jerusalem al-Quds.
The protest has also criticized Kerry's bid to convince Palestinians and Israelis to sign a framework agreement, which they described as biased towards Israel.
John Kerry only supports the so-called security issues from the Israelis and wants to create an interim agreement that will ensure the Israeli occupation of Palestine continues for up to 15 years.
Kerry held talks with the Palestinian Authority officials and Israelis behind closed doors today, amidst heavy skepticism on both sides. The Israelis claim that the Palestinians have no interest in peace, despite warmly receiving prisoners released by Israel. The Palestinian Authority, however, argued that Tel Aviv is putting the main obstacle in the way of negotiations by announcing the construction of new settlement units in occupied Palestinian lands. A large demonstration has erupted in the centre of Ramallah against John Kerry's visit. Palestinian factions here say the Israelis are not serious about negotiations. They say this is specifically evident in their announcement of new settlement buildings, which they say amounts to ethnic cleansing. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.